Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has extended the public comment period on a proposed rule that would remove the gray wolf from the list of endangered and threatened wildlife under the Federal Endangered Species Act. They say the proposal to delist gray wolves is based on sound science, a thorough analysis of threats and how they have been alleviated, as well as the ongoing commitment and proven track record of states and tribes to continue managing for healthy wolf populations once delisted. Tanner Beamer is manager of government affairs for the NCBA and Public Lands Council and explains why it's important for others who support delisting to submit their comments by July 15th.
You know, it is absolutely critical, and I'll tell you why. You know, the gray wolf is a fully recovered species by almost any metric that you can put out there. You know, their populations may be a little bit lower in some areas, but you actually, when you look at the range-wide totals of wolf numbers, that species is fully recovered, and their populations are thriving in most of Canada and Alaska as well. So it's time for these species to be returned to state management.
And to submit your comments by July 15th, just visit regulations.gov. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.